Governor Gavin Newsom is up for re-election this year, so it's probably no surprise that he's buying TV ad time. But he recently ran a TV ad in Florida. Here's what Newsom had to say to people there.
Freedom, it's under attack in your state. Your Republican leaders, they're banning books, making it harder to vote, restricting speech in classrooms, even criminalizing women and doctors. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight, or join us in California, where we still believe in freedom.
Some observers see this as a move by the governor to tweak or troll conservatives. Others say it's an effort to boost his political profile for a possible presidential run in 2024 or 2028. But in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews says Newsom may also be opening the door to an idea that could help to address the country's political divisions.
It's called consociated representation. He's definitely not doing it intentionally. But when you start intervening in other states' politics, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has sort of intervened right back, it really raises the interesting question of a fairly novel idea of consociated, or sometimes called reciprocal representation.
And what exactly does that mean?
It's been talked about more in Europe and the EU. There are very few examples of it in practice. But the idea is that other countries, you know, than your own country, or other cities in your own city, maybe ones nearby, other states or provinces other than your own, are making decisions, democratic decisions, that have huge impact on your life and impact on your own state, but yet you have no voice in them. So the idea is that you should be able to elect representatives in states, cities, or countries in which you do not live, and vice versa. So the consociated representation, people are interested in consociated representation, look at the California governor, you know, putting on his first gubernatorial campaign ad, election ad in Florida, and the Florida governor fighting back against California policies, and say, ah, Californians should vote in Florida and Floridians should vote in California.
At this point, I think some listeners are probably thinking, hey, that's one of the reasons why I live in California. Because I like the state's, I don't know, progressive policies on issues like abortion, the environment, providing social services to undocumented immigrants. And I want to have people weighing in who have some skin in the game.
That's right. But one of the things that, particularly now in the U.S., as we're seeing a war of states against states and states taking policy stands about, abortion and reproductive rights now, and if you leave one state to the other, can a state come after you? And it's clear that what other states do really influences you, impacts you. And if a conservative Supreme Court is putting more emphasis on what states do, and states have to sort of fight with each other and play in each other's politics, then, you know, then you're just sort of creating conflict. I mean, the global context is that, you know, that in globalization, you know, certain countries have a lot of power over others and use it and have sparked, you know, populism, which is this part of the sort of democratic recession around the world. These sort of spats between states, they're polarizing us, and that undermines our democracy. So the reason for reciprocal or consociated representation is to answer that populism and try to replace this conflict with a little bit of democratic exchange. That means if Floridians are going to take measures, Florida governors are going to take measures to influence California policy, then maybe California should vote for a few representatives in that, and vice versa.
But one of the ideas that's fundamental to U.S. governance is no taxation without representation. You know, that the people who live in a county or a state and pay the taxes, use the services provided, should be the ones who vote on issues affecting the area. And, you know, couldn't this lead to disenfranchising voters?
You're talking about small percentages of people, small percentages of representation, you know, voting, you know, there are a couple legislators you'd add, but you added a few people in the Florida legislature, and out of state people could vote for that representation. That brings, you know, other states into the conversation, since your policy influences other states and allows for sort of democratic conversation. I mean, you're not talking about giving them the majority. You might add one seat for a Floridian in the California legislature, maybe one seat for a Texan. California is explicitly a place, including by this governor, a place that is a nation state and wants to influence the policy, uses its power, size, leverage to influence the policy of other states and other nations. It strikes me, if you're doing that, if you're exercising that power, the people and the places that, where you're trying to influence, have some right, not as much right as Californians themselves, to participate democratically in our politics. And one way to do that is by voting.
Commentator Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week. And you are listening to KCRW.